I think for the future it's very important to deepening the spiritual dimension of the ecumenical movement. Then the ecumenical movement has begun with the prayer, and the prayer for the unity will say that now we, the Church, can find the unity, because the unity of the Church is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
We're looking at this week of prayer for Christian unity based on reflections from the churches in Jerusalem. Today it's a very complicated picture with many different Catholic rites and Christian churches, but it also takes us back to the origins of the Christian community, doesn't it?
Yes, we have the scope of the week of the prayer, the first communion of Christians in Jerusalem. And today we have a situation is very, very difficult. I have visited Jerusalem in the December, and I hope that the Christians can help one another in this very difficult situation to find more unity in the Christians' situation.
The theme from Jerusalem this year reminds us of the four pillars of faith for those early Christians: the teaching of the apostles, fellowship, prayer, and the breaking of bread. As you know, many churches would like to see a sharing of the Eucharist in order to help us grow closer together. What is your reaction to that?
I kind of understand this meaning, but for us, the Catholics and the Orthodox, the communion in the Eucharist is the visible sign of the unity, and that we cannot celebrate the same Eucharist in this time must be a very, very strength motive for deepening the dialogue of charity and the dialogue of truth. Because the fine of the ecumenical way is the unity of the Church, and then the unity of the Eucharist. And I think that's very important that we have new forces to attend this final view of the ecumenical. The view is very different between the churches.
You also talk about ecumenism of the martyrs, don't you? And sometimes it's very difficult to see in situations of extreme suffering, of martyrdom, the importance of an ecumenical witness.
We have martyrs in all churches. And here at Rome, we have in the Church of St. Bartholomew all martyrdom in this time. And I think what Pope John Paul II have said, that between the martyrs we have just a perfect unity. And when we see this unity between the martyrs, we can have new forces to make visible the unity that the Holy Spirit has given us.